Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. opens its first permanent military base in Israel. This is significant and historic. We're going to talk about it and the reasons why on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Israel and U.S. officials recently inaugurated the first permanent American military base in Israel, which will house dozens of U.S. troops and a missile defense system. This is incredible, Matt, because it's incredible for both countries. First of all, it's incredible for Israel. Israel is an ally of the United States, loves the United States, supports the United States, but Israel has always known that it needs to have its own independence. It needs to have its own military readiness. The U.S., we know, they know, has not always stood by in lockstep with Israel, whether it's the 1948 war or the 1973 war. We eventually came to the right position, but we were a little bit late to the starting line. So they know that they love the United States, but they also know they have to be independently ready. So, for example, even during, say, the Obama administration, they knew that there may be a possibility they would have to go after Iran alone without the United States. So for them, on the Israeli side, to say, yes, in the first sense, founding of the nation in modern times in 1948, we will open our borders to allow a permanent, not just joint training, we've done that, but a permanent American military base in the land is significant for them. And obviously, it's significant for the United States, for us to show greater unity with Israel by putting our troops on a permanent base inside of Israel.
Yeah, this is so cool. And you think about it, when the entire world has aligned against you, and Israel is staunchly independent. I mean, they really are. But when the whole world is aligned against you, you need all the friends you can get where you can get them. And clearly, under this current administration, you would not have seen this happen, certainly, under an Obama administration. I was reading the other day, in 1 year under Obama, out of 24 United Nations resolutions, 21 of those resolutions were against Israel, were anti-Israel. 21 out of 24. Are they going after Iran? Are they going after North Korea? Are they going after the human rights violations in China and around the world? No. They're focusing on the one independent, democratic, free state in the Middle East, Israel. So this is another big sign that relations between the United States and Israel are on the mend in a big way.
So I'm curious, does this mean that Israeli troops and American troops will be working together on this base?
Well, I think it certainly will include cooperation between the two. We've already done joint military training. We've done that here. For example, Israeli troops have come to the United States, and we've done some, obviously, a lot of cooperation with the Israeli Defense Forces in Israel, but never have had a permanent base. So this facility will include barracks and several other buildings for U.S. troops to be stationed in Israel. And it will also have systems to identify and intercept various aerial threats. So it will monitor, for example, any kind of threat from Iran. It will operate under Israeli military directives. So there's going to be a lot of give and take and working with and under the directives of the Israeli military. Israeli Air Force Brigadier General Haimovich said the base is largely to serve as a, quote, joint Israeli and American effort to sustain and enhance our defensive capabilities, close quote, and will not bring operational changes such as training or exercises. So it really is looking at some of the aerial threats. You know, when you think of Israel, it's not a big country. It's smaller
right.
than
like New Jersey,
New
or something,
Jersey,
isn't it?
And
yeah.
It's you know, and it's more elongated, kind of like the mm-hmm. section of Florida is long from Miami to the top of Florida. It's kind of long, not square. So when you're looking at threats from outside of Israel, to launch a missile into Israel, it doesn't take very long for a missile to get there. So you don't have a whole lot of time. Israel already has an amazing aerial defense system. They have Iron Dome, they have David Sling. In fact, in the creation of Iron Dome, which actually shoots a missile out of the air, it's like having one bullet find another bullet in opposite directions and shoot it in the air. It's an amazing system. When they were developing that, the United States wasn't so interested in it. They didn't think it was viable. And then once they realized it was viable, they got fully behind it and have been supporting the Iron Dome.
And there's a great story about that on our Why Israel Matters television program as
there
well.
There is, yes, on the Why Israel Matters television program that we did. So it's an amazing connection between Israel and the United States to do this. And I think it also shows the continuing threat of Iran.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. This didn't happen in a vacuum. Israel and the United States are increasingly concerned about Iran's development of long-range missiles, which long-range ballistic missiles, which incidentally, just a week or two ago, Iran, in violation of the horrible deal where they got everything they wanted under the Obama administration, they tested long-range ballistic missiles in violation of that Obama-Iran deal. And so I'm wondering if a next step too here is that I think President Trump may revoke that if he's not already planning to do it. He should. He absolutely should.
Well, previous presidents, whether it's North Korea or Iran, have created a mess because all they've done is either help, like in the Iranian agreement, Iran to become a nuclear power, or they've just done rhetoric. They've just said, well, if you cross that line again, there's going to be consequences, and there never was consequences. Well, President Trump is someone who's going to do what he says. And I think now more than ever, whether it's North Korea or in this case, Iran, we need to take serious action rather than just lip service. And it says here in this article that, you know, Israel, and this is obvious, has been increasingly concerned with Iran's development of long-range missiles and considers Iran to be its greatest threat. So I think that's what you're seeing with this joint cooperation.
You know, we're much stronger and we join arms together. And I'm so appreciative of this current administration, you know, that has reached out, that has honored Israel in unprecedented ways. And this is just an example of them to be able to trust America now that we can work together.
Yeah, in fact, the Air Force Brigadier General Haimovich, he also says that, quote, this is a message that says Israel is better prepared. It's a message that says Israel is improving the responses to threats. Of course, what he's talking about is the threats of Iran, and he is the commander of Israel's aerial defense. And that's what he told the Associated Press. So the fact that it is there is quite unprecedented from Israel's standpoint, to allow a permanent military base from the United States standpoint. But coming together, because we are such good allies and under the current administrations, there is a good cooperation and support, and there's a trust now that wasn't there before. But also, we all realize that Iran is not just a threat to Israel. Israel is its first target, no question. But Iran, if it became nuclear, would go after Saudi Arabia. You know, there's Sunni and Shia. Iran is Shia. Saudi Arabia is Sunni. They would love to go after Saudi Arabia and take over Mecca. You know, there is a war between Shia Muslims and Sunni Muslims, and Iran is Shia. It's most of the Muslim countries in the Middle East are Sunni rather than Shia. So none of the Middle Eastern countries seem to really trust Iran anyway. So Iran would first go after Israel. That's its first target. It would go after other countries in the Middle East. And you know what?
And the United States.
And the United States of America.
The big Satan. Yeah, they want to wipe the United States off the face of the map. They're the number one funder of Islamic terrorism around the world.
And closer to them also are parts of Great Britain, parts of Europe. So no one is safe under a nuclearized Iran.
Well, you know, ultimately, God's opinion of Israel is very clear, hence our ministry, Christians in Defense of Israel. So we do need to stand with Israel.
If you want to be more involved in education as well as advocacy for Israel, you can go to our Christians in Defense of Israel website, cidisrael.org, cidisrael.org. We also have Covenant Journey, which is our program for Christian college-age students, covenantjourney.org. Of course, you can go to our main website, lc.org, for that information as well as other information to stand for religious freedom here in this country and stand for Israel, both in Israel and here in America. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. I encourage you to pray for and stand with israellc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.